Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Shin Mem Vav, 346. Shin Mem Vav, as we continue in Parshas Bahar with the mitzvahs of Avadim. As we mentioned, we have three mitzvahs related to Eved Ivri, the Jewish servant, and that was the Isra of working him in a bizayon way, the Isra of selling him in the normal way, and today's Isra of working him in an Avodas Parech way. We'll define what that means soon. The next mitzvah we get to is Eved Kenani. That's afterwards, that the non-Jewish servant that comes in. There's going to be one more Eved Ivri mitzvah, and we have related to these last four mitzvahs in Parshas Bahar. The Torah tells us, again, in Parshas Bahar, in the context of Yovel and Shemitah, Ki avadai hem asher osisi asam eretz Mitzrayim, Jewish people are my avadim, says Hashem, lo yimachru mem keres avid. You can't sell them, even if they're an Eved Ivri, you can't sell them however you want to sell them, in an embarrassing way, in a public way. That was the last mitzvah we discussed. And then we have the pasuk, lo sir devo befarech. You cannot work them and literally push them down befarech in a way which is parech. We usually translate as back-breaking labor, difficult labor, and as we'll see, this is not exactly what it means here, but some type of unfair labor. And the pasuk continues and says, v'yareisa mi'alokecha, and you shall fear God. What is that doing there? What do we need that for? Lo sidav befarech, don't work him too hard, v'yareisa mi'alokecha. Says Rashi, we'll get back to this later, but we always start off with Rashi. Malacha shelo litzarech, any malacha that is unneeded is in the context of avodas parech, even though on the Seder night we translate it as backbreaking labor, but it's useless labor. That's really the translation of avodas parech. Kedei la'anoso, in order to torture him. Al tomar lo hachem li atakos hazev u'eno tzarech. Right, I'll tell a servant, can you please warm up this cup of water for me? And all I want to do is to spill it in on the floor. I just want him to do work for me. Ador tachas hagefen at sha'avo. Could you please like hoe under that vine over there until I get back? Shemitzo, you do it useless. You don't need the work. That's an issa d'araisa to do that to a fellow Jew through an Eved Ivri. And lest will you say, now the Rashi tells us what the pasuk means. Shemitomar ein makir bedavar im letzorech im lav. Who knows? Nobody knows whether I really need it or not. Va'omra ani lo shehu letzorech. I really need it. Oh, I changed my mind. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The pasuk ends off by saying, no, God knows. And therefore, the Isser is one that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very focused on, and therefore one has to be very careful in terms of how they treat their servants. We'll see if there are any lomaisa ramifications, b'zman hazeh. But says the Sefer HaChinuch, here we go. Shimen Vav, shlo la and shlo na'avid, eved ivri b'avodas parech. Shinemar lo sir devo b'farech, we cannot push him down and work him in a parech way. Useless labor. Vezu avodas parech, what does it mean? Pirshas Zechonim Levracha, Chazal tell us, shehi avoda she'en la kitzva. First of all, not only useless, but infinite. The Chinuch adds on. If it is labor that does not have an end, could you please, there's thousands and thousands of potatoes in the potato patch. So if I say, could you please pick me some potatoes? How many? Just start. I'll tell you when to stop. And he goes, and he has no idea when he's going to finish. That also is mindless, is useless. He loses his self-confidence. He doesn't know how much, what he has to accomplish, and he doesn't have any feeling of satisfaction when he finishes something. And then he adds what Rashi said, the useless labor. All I do is to do it, I give him the work so that he's not batel. As Rashi quoted, please hoe under the vines for me. Work until such and such a time, such and such a place. Right, that is included in the Isser of Avodas Parech. Vamru came to Sifra. Shlo yomar la hachem li ko zebu in esarech lo, if I don't need it. Aval, why these examples did Chazal give? Just warm me a little cup, warm me a little hoe. Those are just little examples, says the Chinuch. Aval heviyu zecharnu levracha b'mashal kala shebim malachos v'anim heres lasos. The example given is a very light, very easy one. Just warm me up a cup of water. V'kol shekein ha'acheros, surely others which require much more tircha and much more effort, that one cannot ask of a servant if one does not need it. V'haklal, the general rule is, shalom na'avidehu zulasi biosat tzarech lanu lasos malacha hahi. Only if we need that malacha, shenitzavei oleha. Pratei mitzvah ketzarim hineka safti ksasas. These are a couple of halachas, but any type of useless activity. The Rambam notes at the end of Hilchas Avadim, the last halacha of Sefer Kinyan, we're going to have this measure in a couple of days also, that this only applies to an Eved Ivri, a Jewish, a a Jewish servant. But a non-Jewish servant, right, somebody's in the middle between Jew and non-Jew, an Eved Kana'ani, who's chayav in mitzvahs like a woman, then there is no such Isser. There is no such Isser. Because after all, one might say, if he's my Eved, he's my Eved. And now I'm giving him food, I'm giving him sustenance, I can ask whatever I want. But again, the Torah says, when it comes to brothers, you don't act like this. And therefore, you know, you don't do this to a fellow Jew. So me'ikar hadin, the halach is mutar la'avod be'eved kana'ani b'farach. And Eved Kana'ani one is allowed to. But the Rambam quickly adds, v'yafal pisha hadin kain, even though that is true, midas chasidus v'darkei hachachma sheyehei adam rachaman. But really, Jews act with compassion. V'ro dev tzedek, v'lo yachbid ulo al avdo. And one shouldn't push down his Eved, even Kana'ani, too hard. V'lo yetzer lo, v'yachileo v'yashkeo mikol ma'achalo mikol ma'ashkeyu. And should give him to eat and to drink whatever one has. Chachamim harishonim, and he quotes the stories from the Gemara. The early Chachamim, hayinosim la'Eved mikol tafshul v'tafshul shaya ochlin. U'makdim in mazon ha'behemus. V'avadim al-sudas atzman. They even gave their avadim, even Eved Kana'anis. And even their animals before they themselves ate. Right? They went out of their way. Hari Omer, why do we do this? Because what do we do in front of Hashem? Ke'eni avadim el yad odunehem, ke'eni shivcha el yad givirta. Says the Rambam, quoting the Pasuk, v'chein lo yivazu, and of course not to embarrass them, la'avzos masra nakasav v'lo labusha. And he adds, v'lo yirbal of tza'aka v'kaz, not to be angry and scream, el yadabari mo benachas, v'yishmatay nosav, to talk softly and gently with the person. And the Rambam ends off, as he does every sefer. Every sefer in the Rambam has a dvar musar at the end of it, end of sefer kinyan. V'ein ha'achzarius v'ha'azos mitsuya el abagoyim ha'arelim. Achzari is brazenness and stubbornness and cruelty is found inherently only in the DNA of other nations. Aval Zara Shalom Ravinu, hopefully, in the Zara of Avraham, Behem Yisrael. What was Avraham Avinu all about? This is Parsha. Avraham Avinu put into the DNA of all of his children. Behem Yisrael, Shehishpiela, Makarish Baruch Hu, Tovas HaTorah, Vitzivam, Bechukim, Umishpatim, Tzadikim. He gave us the Tova of the Torah. And he commanded us all the righteous laws, Rachmanim Heim Alakol. We are Rachmanim. V'chein b'midosav shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shesivanu lidamos lahem, and we are commanded to act like God, as it says, V'racham Alakol Masav, as we say every morning. V'chala Marachim, Marachim in Alav. And the Rambam ends up by saying, and anybody who has compassion will have compassion for him. Alav. V'shenem avadasan l'chav, Rachamim v'richamcha v'herbecha. We quoted in the past, where we saw Salanter, who says it on the Gemara at the end of Shabbos, where the Gemara says, anybody who's down l'kav schus, he will be judged l'kav schus. So is that just mida k'neged mida? Says Yisrael Salanter, no, it's even deeper than that. We discussed this years ago in Parshas Mishpatim. Yisrael Salanter says, la'asa lavo, after 120, we are going to be shown our own life on somebody else. And we will be asked to judge. So what do you think? Do you think this guy deserve rachmanis? You think this guy deserves a second chance? You think we should have an appeal? So if we have accustomed ourselves, if we are Dan Lekav Schus type of people, then we'll be Dan Lekav Schus there. Maybe we're going to be our own judge. We're going to judge our own life. But if Rachman al-Islam, we're not conditioned in order to be positive in seeing other people's actions, so then it's not going to work to our benefits. It says the Rambam also. Call Marachim, Marachim in Allah. That's the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Avadim. Okay, so that is the Rambam that even though the Isser is only by an Eved Ivri, it's good advice to even do it by an Eved Kanani as well. Where else does Avodas Perach come up? So there's a fascinating Tosfos. I think I mentioned this in the past. Fascinating Tosfos in Maseches Psachim. The question is, what is the source for the Lamatas Malachas? 39 Malachas of Shabbos. How do you know there are 39? How do you know? So there is a limud in Masecha Shabbos, I think it's Daf Ayin, which learns it out from, there's a word ve'ela is gematria 39. Okay, but how do you know which malachos? So we have a Masorah, there are 39 categories. Which malachos? So, the most well-known source is the Gemara in Shabbos, Adaf Memtes. The Gemara there says, as Rashi quotes Ala Torah, we know it from the Mishkan. Whatever was done in the Mishkan, we're not allowed to do on Shabbos. Whatever malachas they used to build the Mishkan, that is what Rov Rishonim say, not the daily avod in the Mishkan, but building the Mishkan, so that's what we're not allowed to do, says the Braisa. Ein chayavin ela al malacha shekayotzi b'haisa b'mishkan. You're not obligated on Shabbos, except for a malacha that they did in the Mishkan. Heim zaru, v'atem lo tizru. They planted, so you can't plant. Haim katsur v'atem lo tiksaru. They harvested, you can't harvest. Haim elos akrashim, they brought up the krashim. Whatever they did, you can't do. That is the most well-known source for the malachas of Shabbos. You learn that from the Mishkan. There is, though, another source. Tosfos in Maseches Psachim, Adaf Kuf Yud Zayin Amid Beis. Tosfos says, Lokach kavu zecher liyitzias Mitzrayim, talking about Kiddush, and then he quotes, V'shamati meharam. Sheyesh b'medrash, there's a medrash. Lefi, shebemitzrayim avdu bohem b'yisrael b'farech. We did avodas perech in Mitzrayim. Backbreaking, useless labor. Right, the Midrashim say, Pisim and Ramses were cities built on quicksand. Right, why were they useless? Because they were built and then they sunk. So there was no satisfaction at all. No work satisfaction. It was just depressing. So avodas perech. And it says the Tosfos, perech, pei reish chaf. If you use the darshaning tool called atbash, meaning the first letter of the aleph beis switches to the last letter, aleph tuf, beis shin, gimel resh, if you switch, if you do the whole aleph beis, so perech, if you switch the pei with its parallel, resh and chaf, perech comes out to be vagal, vav gimel lamed. Vav gimel lamed is gematria 39. Perech, at root, was the 39, this is Tosfos, this is not just Achronish Torah, right? Tosfos quotes, Vagal is an Atbash, and that's 39. And that's, those were the avodos that we were forced to do in Mitzrayim. Meaning, we had to do all the 39 malachas. We had to build, we had to write, we had to crush, we had to harvest, we had to do everything. And that makes a lot of sense. When we came out of Mitzrayim, we were commanded on Shabbos. Beautiful. Those malachas that you had to do in Mitzrayim, you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. That's how Zechel is Mitzrayim. Right? We say Shabbos is Zechel Amasi Bereishis. But the question is, how is Shabbos Zechel is Mitzrayim? It's beautiful. If the malachos that we're not allowed to do on Shabbos are the ones we had to do in Mitzrayim, that is the greatest zecher in the world. And again, there are many sources that discuss that the Mitzrayim's point was this avodas parach, useless work to get us depressed, to get us without even a mind, without any chizuk. Not only do they want to break our backs, but they wanted us to be depressed with no hope of going out. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky writes this in Parshas Shmos as well. Rabbi Yaakov says that when Moshe and Aaron tried to come and make things better, and first it got worse, right? They weren't given the straw anymore. They had to make their own straw, make their own bricks. The Pasuk says, Va'al yishu b'divrei shaker. Don't let them listen to divrei shaker. What does that mean? So the Medrash, Rabbi Yaakov quotes the Medrash, Malamei shahayu b'yadim megillos. The Bnei Yisrael had scrolls in Egypt. Shahayu mishtashin bahem, mishabbos l'shabbos. They always used to enjoy them, focus on them, learn them every Shabbos, meaning Shabbos they had off. They worked 6 days a week, they had off on Shabbos in Mitzrayim. Lomar, and the scrolls were all about positive, optimistic, geula, lefisha yonochen b'Shabbos. Amar and Paro, once Moshe and Aaron started coming along, he said, tichvat ha'avota al ha'anashim v'yasu bavalo yishu b'divrei shaker. Don't turn to divrei shaker, meaning don't give them that day off. He took away that day because that day we got chizuk from. We got some self-esteem back. We got some hope back. And the whole purpose of the Mitzrayim was to take that away. So Paro, realizing that Shabbos was a respite for them, he took that away from them. Then Rabbi Yaakov even continues, and he says, where were these scrolls? Do we know of any of those scrolls? Do we know what was written on those scrolls? Right? They didn't have even Torah Shebechsav yet. They were Torah Shebechsav. Right? They were Parshas Bo. Right? So what kind of scrolls were there? So Rabbi Yaakov says, I never saw this anywhere, but my suggestion is we know there was certain prakim of Tehillim that have very, very old origins. Very old. And one of them was Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos. Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos, they say, was written by Adam HaRishon. So why? Right? Because the question is, what does that parak have to do with Shabbos? Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos. It has nothing to do with Shabbos after the first pasuk. Tov L'Hod Hashem L'Hashem, it talks about Tzadik V'Ralo, Rasha V'Tov L'Hod, talks about Hashem's going to help all the Tzadikim in the future, Tzadik HaTamai Yifrach. What does that have to do with Shabbos? Nothing! Says Rabbi Yaakov, you know why it's Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos? He thinks this was one of those scrolls that they used to study in Mitzrayim on Shabbos. This was one of those scrolls that gave them Chizuk. Tzadik HaTamai Yifrach, Yerz Bavon On Yisgez, one of the earliest, if not the earliest paragraph that we, it's written by Adam HaRishon. Wait, you don't get any older than that, right? 5,700 years old, says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. So he says that's what they used to study. But either way, it was taken away from them. The time was taken away from them they weren't allowed to study it anymore on Shabbos, and therefore that was part of the Avodas Parech that we had to go through in Mitzrayim. But again, this is it's related to today's mitzvah, Avodas Parech of an Eved Ivri. Just to mention, there is a third idea. Where do you know the Avodas, the Malachas of Shabbos? So you know it either from the Mishkan, Gemara and Shabbos, Daf Memtes. You know it from the Medrash quoted in Tosas and Pesachim, Kuf Yizayin. Rabbi Sachs likes to quote the Zohar in Parshas Pinchas, who says that the Hashem created the world with the 39 Malachas. Whatever that means. So Zechel HaMaisav Reishis is by not just like Hashem rested from those malachas, Kaviyachol. He completed on Shabbos, and so too we rest from those as well. Okay, those are the three ideas, but one of them is connected to today's mitzvah. Let's continue now. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, V'noheges mitzvah zu b'zachar mu b'dekevis. The mitzvah applies to men and women. Bizmacha Yovel Noeg, when Yovel is Noeg. We already discussed last time the Minchas Chinuch's problem. How could a woman ever have an Eved Ivri? Right, women can have Eved Ivris unless there's a partnership between a husband and a wife, and they jointly owned him. So that was discussed last time. The ein lachayiv malchus aleha. There's no malchus if somebody violates. What if somebody forces an Eved Ivri to do this useless labor? Still don't get malchus. Why? Lefi, as he said earlier, she'ef shalavra aleh b'dibur levad mi b'li ma'isa. The rule is, as the Chinuch has said many times, lav she'ein bo ma'isa, without an action you don't get malchus for. And as long as a lav could be done without an action, even if you happen to do it with an action, you don't get malchus for that. So here too, a lot of this has to do with just instructing them. There's no action involved, so that's why you don't get malchus, even if you would do it with an action, even if I would push my Eved to do avodas parech, useless work, so I would not get malchus for that. The Menachas Chinuch in Os Beis says, even the Rambam might agree here. The Rambam, who we have quoted in the past, holds that the opposite of the Chinuch. If you could do it with an action, even if you don't do it with an action, you're still going to get malchus. The opposite. Lav she'yesh b'maisa, lav she'ein b'maisa means only an action that you can't do with an action. But if there's an act that you can do with it, if there's an action that you must do, if there's an action that cannot be done with an act, if there's an aveira that cannot be done with an action, so that's the only definition of a lav, she'ein bo ma'isa. Says the Minchas Chinuch, with all that background, I think though even the Rambam would agree here that you wouldn't get malchus. Because how does anybody know that this is useless? It's a davar hamasur lalev. It's an aveira in the heart. And if it's an aveira in the heart, only Hashem knows. So if there's an aveira of the heart, you don't get malchus for that, even according to the Rambam. That's what the Chinuch says. Sarach lomar tekabe malacha she'inu tzarach hu davar hamasur lalev. Like Rashi said, v'yareis lo mi'alokecha bo shayach malchus ki yomar tzarach ani. Right? Every if we confront him, we'll say, I needed a glass of water. I wanted to hoe that vine. So therefore, says the Minchas Chinuch that even the Rambam would agree here. Okay, finishing up. Even though this really doesn't apply today, because there's no Eved Ivri, none of us have Eved Ivris. Mikol makom, roi lo la'adam li'izar ben yimitzvazu gam hayom, bios aniyim b'nei beiso. But the Isser can apply even Bizman Hazeh. Not the full Isser, but at least on a hashkafic level, says the Sefer HaChinuch, you got to be careful how you treat other people. You don't want to ask them to do anything useless, anything baseless, anything go against their will. Asking anybody to do anything against their will could be a problem of avodas parech, useless extra work that really they don't want to do. Rav Zilberstein writes in the Alein Lo Shabeach here, he says, let's say a woman is cleaning for Pesach, and she's cleaning wonderfully, and her husband has these extra chumras, and he is putting his chumras onto his wife, and making her work extra, above and beyond me'ikar hadin, what she wouldn't have done otherwise, says Rav Zilberstein, that could be a chshash of avodas parech. Because I'm asking them to do something above and beyond what is expected, what is natural, and they don't want to do it. So not on a daraisa level, because that's only within Eved Ivri, but whenever I would ask somebody to do something that really they shouldn't have to be doing. Rav Sternbach writes in Tam Vadas, Yishlul no mizeh, in any yeshiva or shul, where there is a gabbai that's supposed to put away the books, put away the svarim, I have to be very careful, shlul ligrum amamun avodah shlul letzarech. You know, I'm going to leave this here because he has to pick it up anyway. I don't have to put it back. Says of Sermach, no. Kasha yachol kolecha lachzer benakalam komo sefer shalotzi. If I can easily put it back, then I can't just leave it out for them. They're only supposed to do what people forgot. But if I'm focused on it, then I have to put it back myself. That could be a violation, at least on a Drabbana level, of Avodas Parech. There's a Rabbeinu Yonah in Shari Tshuva, Gimel Samach, that discusses anything against somebody's will might be a violation. That's where all these expansions come from. Says the Rabbeinu Yonah, Vim Eimaso Aleihem, O Shehem Boshim Lahachel Devaro, Lo Yitzave Osam Lasos Ketan Ogdola El Alert Sonam V'Toal Tam. And if not, you got to be very, very careful. Right? Other svarim give examples of rabbanim or mechubadim. Have to be extra careful. If I know that norm, if I ask a Talmud something, and I know this Talmud wouldn't do it for anybody else, but I'm his rabbi, so of course he's going to do it for me. We have to be very careful about that. We only have to ask for fair requests. If it's something that anybody would do for anybody else, then fine. But this is a Durabanan extension of Avodas Parech based on that Rabbeinu Yonah and based on this Sefer HaChinuch that we have to be careful even Bizman Hazeh outside of the world of Eved and Eved Ivri. And he says at the end, because you know what? Galgal Anius Galgalu Shechozer Ba'olam. According to Gemara in Masechta Shabbos, Anius, financial brackets and financial status is a wheel. Whoever's up now, Rachman al-Aslan, could be down in the next generation. Who's ever down is going to be up. So if you're going to treat an Eved Ivri in a certain way, so you got to be careful how you're going to be treated in the next generation. Okay, we'll stop here. We will continue next time with Shin Mem Zayin.